Last name E G U I Z A B A L. First name Lisbeth, L I S B E T H, 5/24/1991. Dated for the 14th, 10/14. What day was the 14th, ma'am?
Monday.
10/14, perfect. 10/14/2024. This is a 32-year-old woman comes in today with symptoms of severe vertigo, ear pain, fever, not feeling well, and swelling in the neck, period. In the paragraph, she's had a history of otitis media before. As I mentioned, she's 32 years old. She recently had a salpingogram to look for any obstruction regarding the fact that she cannot get pregnant at Kingwood Hospital, and no abnormalities were found. Medications, none. Medical problems, negative. Surgery, no recent surgery. Allergy, none. Family history, non-contributory. Patient's review of system indicates she's had earache, a dizziness, low-grade temperature, sore throat, swelling in her neck, feeling rather sallow. Patient's vitals, blood pressure, no. Her weight, 126. O2 sats, 98%. Temperature's 100.6. Respiration, 16. Pulse is 105. Blood pressure, 120/60. Heart positive, swollen positive, restored. Lungs, few bronchi, abdomen soft. TMs are red. Posterior pharynx is red and inflamed. Neurological non-focal. There's copious amount of fluid noted behind the tympanic membrane, right greater than left. Positive lymphadenopathy in the neck, noted neurological non-free asset. That neck shows no meningitis. Assessment number one, severe ear pain. Number two, we'll treat with rosuvastatin now. Next one is Decadron, 8 milligram now. Next number is Z-Pack. Next one is Medrol dose pack. Next one is I recommended ear drops with Ciprodex. Next number, patient has a travel schedule coming up, and she's concerned about flying. I told her that in this condition, she is not allowed to try to fly. She's at a high risk of developing barotrauma and tympanic membrane rupture, which can be quite painful, lead to sepsis and possible meningitis. I recommended that she does not fly till the end of the month. Yeah, man, I'm dictating it right now. Okay, well, yeah, well, I mean, I've already dictated it, so just let me know if you need it or not. No problem. Yeah, I just dictated it, but I'm sending it to you on Monday. Yes, sir. Good, I'm so glad. I'm glad you can help. No, just use my phone to a Zelle. Yeah, that's fine. Yeah. Yeah, just use my phone number. All right, man. I'll have it for you. My pleasure. Bye-bye. Patient has been instructed on not flying till the ears is completely healed up. Next time we see me in 1 week for follow-up. Thank you.